Now, the rest of the story. Rod Brown, age 6, found himself shaking hands with the President of the United States. And if there had been a way for the boy to have avoided that honor, the parents would have given anything. I say, had there been a way for the boy to avoid the honor of shaking hands with the President, the parents would have given anything to avoid it. This is the rest of the story. Little Rod was 15 months old when his folks rushed him to the hospital with breathing problems. The child was examined. It was pneumonia. There were further tests, one of which revealed digestive difficulty, another for sweat chloride, which showed abnormally salty perspiration. Physicians summoned the Browns into a conference room. Rod's parents must be strong now. There was bad news. The boy had CF. CF, the parents wanted to know. What in the world was CF? Cystic fibrosis. There was stunned silence for a moment. Then Mrs. Brown asked if the disease was curable. The doctor said no, CF was fatal, usually claimed its victim before the age of 20. The Browns struggled to accept what they had heard and failed. Couldn't anything be done, they pleaded. Well, yes, there was medication and therapy. Such measures would prolong life, although not indefinitely. And thus embarked one very small boy on an unimaginable ordeal. It was as though his life revolved around his disease. There were daily handfuls of antibiotics to ward off infections, hours of inhalation therapy to assist his laborious breathing. The months of anguish for the Brown family became years. And one day, somebody in the Indiana Cystic Fibrosis Foundation met little Rod and remarked what a charming youngster he was, handsome enough to become the statewide CF poster child, the cystic fibrosis poster child. And he did so the following year at the age of 5. Now, in those days, this was about a decade ago. In those days, the national organization annually sent an open letter to the state organizations, a request to submit the names and photographs of candidates for national poster child. Indiana's CF Foundation recommended Rod Brown, and from all of the prospective poster children throughout all of the country, Rod was selected to represent the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation nationwide in 1976. And that led up to the most exciting event connected with the honor, the meeting in June with the President of the United States, President Ford. The 6-year-old understood the importance of the handshake and the warm words exchanged, but how his mother and father wished that little Rod could only have been anonymous that day, just another little boy like most, happy and healthy and somewhere at play. You would have liked young Rod Brown. The President certainly did, but that child is no more. The child is a young man now. A happy and healthy young man. No, he does not have cystic fibrosis. He never had it. In 1980, Rod was retested, and the results showed his former diagnosis had been an error. One in a million, they say. But it happened. The national poster child for one of the most dread of all childhood diseases. Never, ever had the disease himself. And now you know the rest of the story.